our conversation toward other sources of funding. Ray Joseph standing by. He's investigative reporter for Ground Up. He's done a lot of work on the National Lotteries Commission, much of that work is looking into the wasted revenue from the lotteries that has unfortunately been lost to maladministration. Ray, what is the likelihood and the possibility for some of that to actually be used for good? To what extent might we be able to depend on the National Lotteries Commission for some funding to find its way into vaccine payments?
Good morning, Raphael Ware. So it was a very interesting question that your listener asked, and one that I've been thinking about. So just a bit of quick desktop research just to set the context here. So the National Lottery's accumulated reserves have been growing since 2016. Now, the reason they're saying they're doing this is in case there's a drop in revenue. But revenue's been going up. So in 2019, their financial position was long-term investments. They had 1.5 billion rand in long-term investments, 575 million rand in cash and equivalents, for which they earned 141.5 million rand interest in 2019. So they're sitting with cash reserves and investments of 2.1 billion. So that's the context. The money is there. Proactive funding, which has been abused to get around parts of the Lotteries Act and enrich cronies, is often used in the case of a disaster. So, for example, if there's a flood, if there's some kind of national crisis, there's precedent for this. So the money is there. Politically, I don't know, you know, it's quite sensitive about who's in charge of the money, who makes the decisions. But if the will is there, the money is there. And for the amount of money that has been wasted, the National Lottery could really do the country and itself a favor and come to the party. It's got the money.
The difficulty now would be who pulls the trigger, right? Because while we're having investigations into some of the leadership, it would be difficult to see who would trigger that. Or is this something that we take out of the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition and ask the Department of Finance, for example, to start dabbling in their numbers?
Well, I think that the Department of Finance is the one, you know, the DTI and the National Lotteries Commission are basically at war with each other over these investigations. Yes. And there's no love lost there. And I don't think that conversation is going to go anywhere. Now, I think Treasury needs to intervene. I mean, the bottom line, the money is there. The question is the will there? It would certainly mean that we didn't have to start taxing citizens as much. Going with the begging bowl, and this is public money. Let's be very, very clear about it.
Correct.
This is public money. Proactive funding is for this. This is the biggest crisis this country, the world, has faced in, I guess, a century. I think that there's a compelling case to be made for the lottery to step forward. The other context I might give you for COVID-19. So they gave 10 million rand for food parcels to different organizations. They gave 50 million rand to the Solidarity Fund, and then they came up with 150 million rand to support NPOs that were struggling to keep the doors open. To date, they've accounted for, I think, 40-odd million rand. So they haven't accounted for 110 million rand who they gave it for. They promised Parliament that by July they would supply the full details. They're yet to. But they found their 210 million rand for COVID. It's really what the lottery is there to do, honestly, in emergencies.
And the precedent has been set, as you rightly say.
I know it has. I mean, natural disasters, all kinds of things. In the past, the lottery has stepped forward, you know, and they don't wait for an appeal. You don't, in those cases, no one comes forward and says, could we have money? The board of the lottery makes a decision, I'm not sure in conjunction with whom, and says, we are going to give money towards this disaster. We're going to give money towards COVID-19. I think the Treasury, I don't think it's going to help with DTI talking to the lottery. There is no love lost.
All right. I think we will follow this thread for sure. 2.1 billion is not something to sniff at. Ray Joseph, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for giving us that insight.
Thank you, Rafael.
Catch up soon. Take care. Bye.